This is the Health Committee. We have one bill to hear, SB 145 Pan. It is 9 o'clock in the evening. Senator Pan, please. What's that? It's very young. Please proceed.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chair, members. Today I present to you SB 145, which provides a longer-term strategy for farm workers' health care services. Now, based on the Department of Health Care Services financial analysis that came out 15 months ago, the legislature determined that there would be a savings of $3.6 million in state general fund Medi-Cal costs if we appropriate a one-time appropriation of $3.2 million to allow the Farm Workers Health Trust Fund to purchase stop-loss insurance. We did so, and the state saved that difference. And this year, we saved the state's general fund $6.6 million by making a second one-time investment at $2.5 million. With a five-year sunset date, SB 145 would allow the state to keep $25 million in agricultural employer and farm worker contributions flowing into health care by requiring the department to annually reimburse the Robert F. Kennedy Farm Workers Medical Plan up to $3 million per year for claim payments that exceed $70,000 made by the plan on behalf of an eligible employer dependent for a single episode of care. SB 145 saves the Medi-Cal funding while still allowing 16,000 individuals, including farm workers and their families, access to private health insurance. For those of us who support farm workers, it's easy to see why this is good public policy. And for those of us who are more concerned about protecting taxpayers, this is certainly a sound financial decision. This bill offers a win-win-win situation. This ensures that the state saves money, that we actually have more people covered, and that those farm workers get to stay in a private plan. So I appreciate and respectfully ask for an aye vote, and I have witness and support.
You know, before we move forward, we need to establish a quorum. Call the members, please.
Hernandez?
Here.
Hernandez here. Wynn?
Here.
Wynn here. Hall?
Here.
Hall here. Mitchell?
Here.
Mitchell here. Monning?
Here.
Monning here. Nielsen?
Here.
Nielsen here. Pan?
Here.
Pan here. Roth?
Here.
Roth here. Wolk?
Here.
Wolk here.
A quorum is established. Anybody who would like to speak in support of the bill, please proceed.
My name is Richie Ross. I'm representing United Farm Workers of America. I'd be happy to answer any questions that members of the committee might have.
Thank you. Anyone else in support? Is there opposition to the measure? Questions or comments from any of the members? Yes, Senator Monning.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I just want to thank the author for bringing this forward. And as you framed very clearly, you can look at this either through the extension of protection for farm workers covered under this RFK plan and or protection of the taxpayer, because when the Affordable Care Act went into effect, it prohibits any health care plan from capping the recovery of any covered patient. It removes all caps. The plan of the RFK could only afford the premium payments representing low-income workers by having a plan that they could afford that had a cap. So to stay in compliance with the Affordable Care Act, it was necessary to buy the supplemental coverage at a cost not generated by the premium payments, the contributions from growers to support workers. What that leaves is a choice. Either collapse a private plan and have these low-income workers, 16,000, because of their low-income status, will all become Medi-Cal eligible. So instead of paying up to $3 million a year, the state, the taxpayers, would be subsidizing the Medi-Cal coverage as the exclusive health coverage of this workforce. So we have the benefit of the private plan to keep taxpayer liability low by supporting this ongoing effort. I think it's a creative measure that protects the health and safety of the workers, one, and a win-win, it protects taxpayers. Thank you.
Yeah, Senator Mitchell.
And I would like to move the bill.
Senator Mitchell. First, and then we'll go.
I'm sorry, I didn't see you.
Thank you.
No problem.
thank you very much. This
issue we heard in sub 3, Senator Monning may recall, I think the last 2 years. And so it was an action taken in the budget subcommittee that happened annually. So why legislation now? What's the difference? So it really is just kind of a process question. I support the policy, but I just want to know why the shift.
Yesterday in the Assembly Health Committee, we included a 5-year sunset. Because what has occurred in the very first year we came before you, Madam Chair, we had a $3.2 million appropriation.
Mm-hmm. I remember.
This year, $2.5 million.
Right.
If this bill were in place today, mm-hmm. it would actually only need $1.7
million. Because we talked about the diminishing need.
The idea, and so the idea of the 5-year sunset will give us the amount of time to move towards complete solvency, because it'll give us the time after the jolt of losing the ability to cap. Our reserves were depleted. And so this 5-year period will allow the trustees, which is, you know, a Taft-Hartley trust, is governed by an equal number of employers mm-hmm. and worker mm-hmm. representatives. Mm-hmm. It'll allow the trustees to rebuild the reserves mm-hmm. and therefore have in reserve the money for the catastrophic event that can be so expensive.
And so I'm trying desperately to remember the details from budget subcommittee discussions, but it seems like I recall we thought every year that we would get there. And so I'm clear now that it's going to take 5 years to build up enough to be safe.
Right. If you project out, we went from 3.2 to 2.5.
Okay.
This year it would be 1.7. We're moving there. We've reduced all administrative costs now are below 5%.
Okay.
Which is pretty remarkable. No one else is doing that.
Right.
I mean, the Affordable Care Act actually allows your overhead to be up to 20%. Mm-hmm. So we're below 5%.
Okay.
We've had to change the mix of our network, right, mm-hmm. to make better deals
right.
with providers, which we've done. We went to each and every unionized group of employees and had them vote mm-hmm. to make an additional per hour contribution from their checks.
Okay.
And so slowly we're getting there, and we're imposing a 5-year deadline on ourselves, quite frankly.
Excellent. All right, thank you.
Senator Nielsen.
Is anyone aware, are there any other unions in California that are receiving this kind of treatment from the state? Any other unions?
The only unions that are governed by have Taft-Hartley funds are all in the private sector. None of those unions are facing this challenge because their employers are in industries that don't experience the vagaries that an agricultural employer experiences, the unpredictable nature of their income. So the ag employers who contribute on a per hour basis. So other unions are generating hourly contributions of $7, $8 per hour worked. Our employers are only needing to put in $2.75 per hour. Quite frankly, that's what they can afford. So what we're trying to do in this bill is preserve the $25 million that those employers are putting in, preserve the $3 million that the workers are putting in, as against putting the plan out of business and adding a pretty substantial uncapped demand on the state's general fund for Medi-Cal.
Well, sir, I've spent my life in this industry, and I understand its vagaries, but I will tell you there are a lot of other industries that have similar vagaries, but that isn't necessarily the point I was trying to make. There aren't any other unions, then, particularly, that receive this.
That's correct, Senator, not to my knowledge.
But thank you. The last, just how you'd answer this. This is a L.A. Times article was reported here in Sacramento. Insurance plan for farm workers falls short of Obamacare rules. You've made acknowledgement of how Obamacare, and that's kind of ironic. But it quotes Claire Einsman of the United Agricultural Benefits Trust, says they provide coverage to 35,000 farm workers and their families, and it shouldering the cost of the upgrading the insurance to comply with the ACA. And she quotes, or Claire, I assume, is a female, creating a special set of rules for one plan. I don't know if that's appropriate, she said. Our plan absorbed the cost. What would be the difference?
The difference is pretty simple. The Affordable Care Act, among, I'm sure, what you would consider to be its long list of flaws, one of the flaws that we consider it to have is it specifically eliminates any covered person who is in a Taft-Hartley fund from receiving any subsidy. So other insurance plans, actually, if you have a $30,000 a year employee and you have another form of insurance, those persons are eligible to receive a subsidy.
I see.
Those plans that is being referred to that absorb the cost, well, they absorb the cost because they're deriving a subsidy from the ACA. Taft-Hartley plans were specifically carved out in what was ultimately a failed attempt to get Republican support for the ACA.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. I thank you, sir. You certainly know your work and your business. I can't go along with this, but I compliment you for your testimony.
Thank you, Senator.
Any other comments? We have a motion. Couple of comments maybe may turn into question. Obviously I'm extremely supportive of everybody having health insurance, especially farm workers. I understand the savings to the general fund, where you're going down from 2.5 to 1.7. This will be the third iteration, which has a five-year sunset, and your goal is at the end of the 5 years to be able to self-sufficient so that you have enough revenue and reserves so that you don't have to come back to the state of California. What if that doesn't happen? Do you anticipate coming back to the state again, or do you see it going and moving the patients in the Medi-Cal? And then I do have a question.
If that were to occur and we were to become insolvent, all the covered people, the farm workers and their families, will become Medi-Cal dependent.
So let me ask you, if they were to become Medi-Cal dependent, is that a bad thing? This being a grandfathered plan, does it offer all the 10 essential health benefits? Is it as robust as, say, a Medi-Cal plan that would offer all of those benefits?
Yes, Senator, it is.
So it does have all the 10 essential health benefits?
Yes, Senator.
Okay. All right, just curious. All right, is there any other questions? Seeing none, there's a motion by Senator Manning. I will be supporting the bill. Would you like to close?
Again, this is a win-win-win, and I think that even just looking at the interest of the state in itself, we're going to save money. It's going to be good for the farm workers. We're going to actually have more people covered because some farm workers, there's some challenges in getting enrolled in Medi-Cal. And
Doctor,
then
let's just move.
All right, okay. And we're going to win. I respectfully ask for an aye.
Please.
Thank you. Call the members, please.
We got to get back.
Hernandez?
Aye.
Hernandez, aye. Wynn?
No.
Wynn, no. Hall?
Aye.
Hall, aye. Mitchell?
Aye.
Mitchell, aye. Monning?
Aye.
Monning, aye. Nielsen? Nielsen, no. Pan?
Aye.
Pan, aye. Roth?
Aye.
Roth, aye. Wolk?
Aye.
Wolk, aye.
Seven. Thank you.
Two. That currently has seven. That's enough to get out. That bill is out.
Seven to two.
And we are adjourned.